Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Emily Valdez. Our top local story. It's been closed for nearly a decade, but the Harbor Jail in San Pedro is going to officially reopen this weekend. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero is there with a live report.
The local detention facility had only been open for about 9 months when it was shut down due to budget cuts. LA Police Chief Michael Moore.
The efforts of opening it has been a collective one of not just this community, but the leadership team within LAPD.
Members of the Harbor area community like Mona Sutton lent their voice to the effort. She says it's all about public safety.
Having our cops here and not driving all the way up to 77th Street Division and LA traffic, that's just has not been acceptable, and it's been, you know, so many years coming to finally get this jail open.
Chief Moore requested and received nearly $2 million in funding from the city to not only open the jail, but to add civilian personnel. The funding also helped to pay for upgrades to the security system and video at the jail. Reporting live in San Pedro, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An endangered male mountain lion that was living in the Santa Monica Mountains south of the 101 freeway has been killed after repeated efforts to keep it from attacking livestock in the area. The cat, known as P56, it was one of two adult males that authorities had collared and were tracking. And he's the first to be killed under a state depredation law. Authorities say the mountain lion attacked area livestock 9 times, killing 12 animals. The landowner made numerous attempts to keep the mountain lion away, but nothing worked. So state officials issued a kill permit. The mountain lion was killed last month. An Orange County attorney has been arrested on a grand jury indictment alleging she conspired to sell guns without a license and sell meth, too. Melinda Romines is expected to make an initial appearance later today in L.A. federal court. The indictment alleged she found guns on the from black market dealers, and then she acted like a broker, ultimately buying the guns and reselling them to customers, sometimes in parking lots. Two meth distribution charges involved her allegedly selling nearly a quarter pound in two different transactions in 2018. Celebration of life today at Angel Stadium in Anaheim for three members of a family killed in that helicopter crash that also killed Kobe Bryant and five others.
It's a public memorial for John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and daughter Alyssa, known as the first family of Orange Coast College. But Doug Bennett with the OCC Foundation says it's also about celebrating their lives.
Celebrate the people that they were is what we want to do.
He says John, OCC's baseball coach, known as Coach Alto to his players, will be sorely missed.
He was a coach who tried to build character in the young men he coached.
He says he'll never forget Carrie bringing her daughters to a stable where his wife taught horseback riding, and Carrie would just start cleaning.
And I told Carrie, you don't have to come to my house and sweep out the tack room, but she says, no, I want to do it. I love being here, Doug. That was the type of person that she was.
Alyssa was Kobe Bryant's daughter Gianna's teammate at the Mamba Sports Academy. The helicopter was heading there when it crashed. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The U.S. Coast Guard says nearly 20,000 pounds of cocaine has been seized in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. It's now been brought to San Diego. The drug haul estimated to be worth about $338 million. The cocaine seized in 8 operations by crews of 4 cutters between mid-November and mid-January. The Coast Guard says the campaign against drug cartels involves numerous U.S. agencies as well as the Navy. The number of cases of coronavirus on a cruise ship that's docked near Tokyo has nearly doubled. Health officials in Japan say 65 more people have tested positive. That takes the number of confirmed cases on board the Diamond Princess to 135 people. A Santa Clarita couple, Carl Goldman and wife Jerry, among those quarantined on the ship, they've been posting to Facebook with Jerry talking about people infected.
A few of the crew have come down, but we don't know. People aboard are getting their prescriptions.
But she says a couple, they're keeping their spirits up. They're looking forward to an event later this week.
We're hoping for a nice Valentine's Day. I'm sure that the ship will do something special. The food has been amazing. 3 amazing meals a day.
The video posted to Facebook shows medical staff lined up to deal with passengers with coronavirus taken off the ship for treatment. Malibu reworking its evacuation plan amid criticism. The new plan calls for city workers to drop off small gas generators at traffic lights to be connected by Caltrans electricians, and this is if power shutoffs are announced. However, some see the plan, it's not realistic, they don't think. Public safety officials drafted it as a response to the poorly executed evacuation during the Woolsey fire in 2018. It created a massive traffic jam on PCH. The city council will consider this new plan at an upcoming meeting.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.